Minnesota Public Radio.
We'd like to say a few words about adultery. It's coming back. And we thought that we would take advantage of its return to examine adultery in three countries. First America, then England, finally France. All three scenes are adulterous. All three scenes take place in the lobby of a hotel.
Mike Nichols and Elaine May performed dark satire that raised the bar for improvisational performers and comedians. They started out at the University of Chicago, and today they're here in Comedy College. I'm Steve Martin.
Louise, where were you? I've been going out of my mind.
Don't yell at me,
oh, darling, to be doing this terrible thing and to be late on top of it. No, we mustn't.
Please don't,
Louise,
yell at me.
I feel so awful.
Oh, God, what kind of a person must I be to do a thing like this?
I don't know. I'm sick. I'm physically sick with guilt.
Oh, God. Guilty, I tell you.
I know.
I've never felt just so rotten.
I know.
I mean, just dirty.
I know.
Just...
I know. All right, all right. Just think how I feel, will you? Will you think how I feel?
I know.
George is my best friend.
Your best friend.
He's my best friend.
He's my husband.
Oh.
One of the sweetest, gentlest people. Oh.
He's a saint.
Oh, what a good person he is.
No, he's a saint. He's a saint.
Right.
He's a saint.
Right.
The man is a saint.
You're right, he's a saint.
He happens to be the only saint I know.
He is.
He's a kind.
Isn't he?
A loving.
Oh, you don't know.
Trusting.
Trusting, you don't know.
I know.
You don't
know, I know
how he trusts me. He trusts me. I couldn't do it if he didn't trust me.
I know.
To be rotten enough to take him.
Louise, it's awful.
I'd like to just kill myself, and you know, I'm too weak even for that. Isn't that funny?
Kidding?
I'm too weak even
Are you
for that.
Kidding?
I'd like to just
Do you want to know how bad I feel? Do you want to know how bad I feel? Listen, if I hadn't rented that room already, I'd say forget it. Hello, Louise.
Hello.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you.
You're somewhat earlier than usual.
Yes.
I was looking at my watch as you came in. And I said, there's Louise. She's early.
Yes. Well, I am. I'm early.
Nice to have the extra time.
Yes.
You've had your hat reblocked.
It's not my hat. It's George's.
Is it really?
Yes, it's George's hat.
Of course, yes, I recognize it. I've often admired it on George.
Yes, and on me.
Yes, it suits you very well.
Thank you, and I thought it was becoming.
Yes, very, very becoming. It is lovely, yes.
I like it myself. It suits me.
It does.
Yes.
Of course, you can wear a hat.
Thank you.
So can George. You can both wear hats.
And do.
I don't wear them myself.
Don't wear
no,
them.
No, you've probably noticed you've never seen me in a hat. I don't like them. No, I feel like a ninny in a hat, actually.
Like
they're
ninny.
Stupid things. They change my face. I've tried them on once or twice, but I just don't like hats. They frighten me. I won't have them around the house. I hate hats.
And yet your brother wears a hat.
Yes, I know. Oh, it's 15:15.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
I didn't know it was that late. Have you booked the room yet?
Yes, it's all booked.
Oh, very good. Got the key with you?
Yes.
Well, then, shall we just get on?
Louise, don't look at me for just a moment.
All right.
Darling,
yes?
This isn't easy, but...
Yes?
When we're alone...
Yes?
And we've locked the door...
Yes?
And there's no one there but you and I.
Yes.
Louise.
Yes.
Could I try on your hat? Hey,
Maurice. Allô, bébé. Allô, Philibert. Allô. Hey, Lolo. Hey, Lolo, 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 Lolo. Hey.
What?
Where's George?
No. My husband?
Yes, sure.
Oh, darling, I don't know. Didn't you bring him?
Lulu.
What?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Oh, darling, you said you were going to bring George.
Oh, no, darling, you said you were going to bring George.
Oh, no, no,
George.
No, Lulu, Lulu, you said you bring the wine, I bring George.
No.
You sure?
No, darling, no, you said to me, I bring the wine, I bring George too.
Oh, Lulu.
Oh. You forgot?
Yeah.
He will be so hurt, he will think we didn't want him.
Lulu, I feel awful.
Oh, shame on you.
I already rented the room. We may as well go.
Yeah.
But it won't be the same without George.
Mike met Elaine while he was studying medicine. They joined a local group, the Compass Players, and started performing a new kind of improv comedy. It was intellectual and theatrical. NBC introduced Nichols and May to a national audience on the Monitor radio show in the mid-50s, and in 1960, they took their best sketches to Broadway. When you think of improvisational comedy, you think of wild gestures, those anything for laugh gags, and as a last resort, even obscenity. But at a time when playwrights like Samuel Beckett and Eugene Ionesco were challenging theatergoers, Nichols and May were encouraged by their intellectual audiences to go for humor built on more subtle observation. And since they often performed on radio or recorded in a studio without a live audience, they didn't have the distraction of working the room for laughs. Here they are at work in the studio on their album, Nichols and May Examine Doctors.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Gauze.
Gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
A little more gauze.
We don't have any more gauze.
That's all the gauze?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. We had a small roll of gauze.
Give me a sponge.
Sponge.
Clamp.
You have the clamp.
Suture.
We have the suture.
Edith.
Yes?
I love you.
Please, please.
Sponge.
You have the sponge.
Give me another sponge. I want
you
two
have
sponges.
All the sponges.
I have two sponges.
We don't. We only had two sponges.
Edith, this is terrible when we wrangle this way.
But
why do you avoid me?
We have two sponges.
Why do you avoid me in the hall?
I don't avoid you in the hall.
You turned your back at the coffee machine.
I didn't turn my back.
You deliberately turned your back.
Excuse me, the oxygen is failing.
Edith, don't change the subject.
But it's failing.
Well, turn it up.
Well, I'm trying to.
Is there somebody else?
Is there something you'd like? A suture? Sponge? Something?
Is there somebody else?
I don't care to discuss it now,
thank you. It's Pinsky, isn't it?
I don't care to talk about it.
I saw you in the cafeteria.
I just don't care to talk about it, Dr. Harris. Now, would you like anything else? Otherwise, I'd like to go.
Go in the middle of an operation?
Well, I have nothing else to hand you. You've got it all in the patient.
Edith, what have I done to hurt you this way?
You haven't done anything to hurt me. I just wish you wouldn't badger me.
Badger you?
I need time to think. I told you that before.
I don't know you like this. You're cold. You're diffident.
Because you badger me.
I haven't badgered
You're
you.
You're only making me run away.
Is it badgering you to tell you I love you? Is that badgering you?
Please do not tell me over and over in the cafeteria and operations.
All right, I'm sorry. Give me a needle.
Needle.
Thread.
Would you like me to thread the needle?
I don't even know what I'm doing. Yes, thread it, please.
All right. Catgut?
Yes.
Cheer up. Come on, I have a little joke for you. Knock, knock.
Oh.
Come on. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Catgut.
Catgut who?
Catgut your tongue? Oh, come on.
Edith, why are you torturing me?
I'm not. I was trying to cheer you up.
Well, there's only one way you can cheer me up, and that's to say yes.
Please, please, Dr. Harris, not now. This is how you drive me away every time.
Put your finger on this knot, please.
All right, but don't do anything funny.
I'm not doing anything funny. I'm sewing up the patient.
All
now
right.
It's you who starts these things.
All right, all right.
Oh, I do love you so.
Oh, please, please, let go of my finger. I knew you were going to do this.
Please, no, don't pull back. I do. I love you. I love you.
Let go of my finger.
Don't pull back. You're pulling the stick.
Please, Dr. Harris, stop.
Edith, it is Pinsky, isn't it?
I don't want to talk about it now,
it's
please.
It's very important to me to know whether it's Pinsky or not.
Give me time to check. Now the oxygen is failing again.
Let it fail. I'm sick of this torture.
Please sew, Dr. Harris. Everyone is looking at you.
I'm not going to finish this operation unless you say yes.
Dr. Harris, you're being impossible.
I'm not going to finish this operation unless you say yes, Edith.
Dr. Harris, this patient will die.
I've been tortured long enough. Yes or no? Which is it going to be?
This is absolute blackmail.
I don't care. I don't care what lengths I go to anymore. All is fair and all that.
Dr. Harris, you're a doctor. A doctor. Doesn't that mean anything to you,
yes,
a surgeon?
I'm a doctor, Edith, but I'm a man also, and I will not go on with this operation until you give me your answer, and it better be yes.
I have no choice. Yes.
All right, then. Clamp, darling.
It's Mike Nichols and Elaine May today in Comedy College. I'm Steve Martin.